You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. The week in markets, to summarize, was blah. The Dow lost 1.5% since Monday. The S&P's down almost as much. There's been a lot on investors' minds. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. She's here to help us unpack this week that was. Hey, Susan.
Good morning.
So what's behind this? Why are markets, why have they had a sad week?
Markets have had a sad week. So we're really seeing some pressure in the small cap stocks. That's evidenced by the Russell 2000 index. That's down almost 4% for the week. But the S&P and the NASDAQ are only down 1.5%. I think this really shows the fear of a slowdown in the economy. We've got news of the Delta variant spreading. We have concern over growth and inflation both going away. And at the same time, we've had some impact from the Fed minutes that came out this past Wednesday.
Right. The Fed said that basically there's this emerging consensus that they're going to stop purchasing as many treasuries to stimulate the economy. Why do businesses really care about that?
Well, they care for a couple of reasons, because it means that the Fed is going to withdraw some of its support from the market and interest rates are probably going to go up as a result. With that, you're going to have some concern that companies are going to be impacted, concerns about growth. Maybe things aren't going to be as great as estimates 2 months ago initially suggested. And we're seeing that reflected in the markets, particularly in those smaller companies.
All right. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.